Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry. And I have a black and white room that's ready. And my main room is full of color. And I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
All right. Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. We're at halftime. And the Breck Mustangs leading the Montevideo Thunderhawks 42-30. Mitchell, your quick thoughts on that, on the first half here?
Just too many turnovers for Montevideo. It's not that Breck's doing something Montevideo hasn't seen before. Jackson County Central really ran the floor against them when they played in the section championship. I think Montevideo can just settle into the game and play their own style of basketball. I think they'll be able to come back and make this one interesting.
All right, we'll find out. Well, I've been doing a tease all first half. We have a mystery halftime guest, and we're going to reveal who that is. And it's Gannon Reitinger's older sister, Morgan Hippler. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, I twisted your arm to be my halftime guest tonight.
That's all right.
We met before a couple hours ago, and when you were coming in, you were having a little trouble finding the media table, huh?
Yep. Yeah, a little trouble, but we're here now, and it's really fun to be down on the floor and close to the action.
That's right. I asked Morgan to come on because I know this story, and she told me a great story about your writing your family. Tell our listeners a little about, you've been here for how long, since you were in diapers?
Well, not since diapers,
okay.
But probably fourth or fifth grade. Me and my dad and my brothers, we usually come down for the whole week of state basketball, so it's been like over a decade. I've been here from Tuesday to championship Saturday. We always used to sit in the same section, section 113. We would always get here like 45 minutes or tickets and security would open, and we would make sure that we were here early enough to get a front row spot in the same section every year at Target, and same thing at Williams Arena, and we would just kind of go around. And
it's really a family thing then.
Yep, it's been an annual thing for as long as I can remember, and it's my brother's senior year this year, and just out of the chance, he's here playing in our family's last season of basketball, so it's super fun to watch him get to experience this, and also my dad too, assistant coaching. So
yep, that's right. That kind of is an emotional time for your family then, knowing that this is the last time a Reitinger's going to play.
Did
you play? You were a really good basketball player in your day too, weren't you?
Yeah, I graduated from Montevideo in 2016. We had a super successful basketball team as well. We were a little short our senior year of making it to the state tournament, but it was always a dream of mine to go, and to watch my little brother be able to get to experience it was really cool.
So what's the experience now that you're courtside? You got a media pass.
Yeah.
You're kind of the official photographer for the basketball team?
Yeah, it's been really fun to follow them all season, and be in a teenage boy group chat, sending them pictures and stuff has been interesting too, but it's been really fun to follow them. They feel like my little brothers too, just because they're kids, and four of the boys all grew up in the same neighborhood. Griffin, Gannon, Gabe, and Adam we're all in the same neighborhood, grew up together, so they all feel like little brothers to me, so it's really fun to get to watch them experience to make it to the big tournament.
Yeah, and it's quite an atmosphere here at Target Center, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
So how many siblings do you have? You and Gannon?
I'm the oldest, and then my middle brother, Sawyer, and then Gannon's the youngest. So.
Okay. And you played college basketball too, didn't you?
Yep, I played at St. Kate's down here in the
What was that experience like, Morgan?
It was what I expected it to be. I played a lot of AAU basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I played close 6 years down here in the Twin Cities every spring.
Okay.
And did some Nike National tournaments in Chicago and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I've played and seen a lot of basketball, so it's just an every year thing to be down here, and it's really fun to be courtside and to watch my own family be a part of it.
Yeah.
So.
And Gannon's going to play baseball at Mankato, right?
Yep, he committed. He's a pitcher. He's going to play at Mankato State. So
okay.
He's really excited about that. He's really excited about baseball season, but the job's not done.
Yep.
We're still in basketball season, and that's still the mindset right now.
That's
so
right. Good.
Hoping we can come back here after halftime and get the job done.
So how many basketball games do you think your dad has seen or participated in?
Oh, gosh. I don't
thousands?
Even know. He coached me fifth grade up until school ball.
Okay.
And then same with my middle brother, Sawyer, fifth grade up until school ball, and then same with Gannon. So he coached all of our traveling basketball we did in our youth. And then now he's been doing some assistant coaching with doing the B squad and then also helping Derek out with varsity and stuff. So I'm not even sure. He was also the assistant coach for my AAU team down here in the Twin Cities. I played for North Tartan for like 5 or 6 years, and he assisted coach with that too. So I don't even know. Plus just all the basketball games that we've came down and watched, regardless if any of us are playing.
Right.
We're basketball junkies.
Junkies, yep. Well, you're not sitting in the stands this year.
No, it's hard to stay mutual as media down here. You can't be yelling or cheering, so it's really hard because I'm extremely competitive.
Right.
Especially when it comes to one of my siblings on the court, so it's hard to stay mutual, but I really think the community has showed up for, especially for an 8 p.m. game, and all of them having to travel back home tonight after this, and it's a school night and all that stuff. It's really great to see the community out.
A lot of purple behind us, isn't there? Wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, Tuck, what do you think about the first half?
I think I kind of expected what I saw. I think now they went into they went in and talked about how they're going to transition on defense a little differently.
Yep.
And just every possession is super important. And we've kind of had a higher amount of turnovers this first half. So I think they're going to really focus on playing the kind of basketball that they know how to play.
Yep.
And just kind of get those first half jitters out of the way. And I think they're going to come out and
just like they did in the section championship, right?
Oh, man, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Morgan, thank you for joining us on the Halftime Report. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks
nice
for having me.
Nice to see you. Yeah. Enjoy. We're going to look at your pictures on Facebook later.
Oh, yeah.
Right? All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you.
That's Morgan Hippler, older sister of Gannon Reitinger. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. We'll be back in about a minute with the start of the second half, right after this, with Breck leading 42-30.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.